for 72 hours of D-Day determined whether or not the invasion would win. And Jesus comes and he makes his presence felt in the world. And with that beginning, everything changes because God has come into our lives. He's come into the world that we live in a new way. He was there before, but we could see him and touch him. We're here in the stories of those who saw him and who touched him. And each of us have been touched by him, and that's why we're here. But when they hit the beach, there was a digging in as fast as possible, or getting behind cover and feeling what had to happen. If you saw the movie Saving Private Ryan, it was absolutely gruesome, but not as gruesome as the event. And people saw it and they dealt with horrible things because a sacrifice was required. This is the beginning of the sacrifice and incarnation of God's coming to earth, coming to us in a new way that we might open ourselves. I read a story of a woman who, she was just living her life, and she was saying that she was sort of arrogant in her first job. And she had this boss that she didn't like him too much. And so she was kind of worried. When you're young, you think you can get away with it. And one day, she came into work, and then the boss came in, and he said, "I have bad news for you." And she looked at him, she said, "What's that?" And he said, "You have a flat tire." And she was thinking, "My dad never showed me how to change a flat tire." So he said, "Let's go out and look at it." And then the boss had her open her trunk, and she took the tire out, and he got down on his knees, and he changed her tire. She said he got dirty doing it. But after that, she looked at her boss in a new way. Not just someone who led her, but who cared about her, who helped her, who was willing to get dirty to do that. And Jesus comes into the grind and the struggle, and he digs into this world, and he digs in with us. And ultimately, it'll mean the sacrifice of dying. It's interesting in the passage of John, no one has ever seen God but the one and only Son. When we come to John 3:16 later, two chapters later, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son." And the God's Son, the same word in the Greek. It's the uniqueness of God, the supreme gift, the awesome gift, beyond our ability to imagine. And then as we go on, it says, "We've received grace, and place of grace, for an era of grace upon grace." Now, that grace upon grace, that was sort of a commercial term. And what it was trying to the reason that they went through this much effort is for the invasion to succeed. There had to be a base of supply. It couldn't be you win a victory and you leave. Those of you who are familiar with military history, it was like a pork chop hill where we'd win, give it up, they'd take it over, we'd win, give it up. That's like foreign policy. But in any case, we would do all of these things and they seem like pointless victories. But in this, we were liberating a continent. And so it wasn't just a hit and run. It was to establish the lines where people can come. Through that, Operation Mulberry, by the way, in the 7 months that it was operative, 2 million men came ashore. 500,000 tons of supplies came ashore. No, 4 million tons of supply came ashore, and 500,000 vehicles on this harbor they created in these piers. And it was important because it brought people to receive what they needed. If they didn't have enough ammunition, it would have been run over. And we have any dental insurance. Most of you that have dental insurance, there's a limit on it. So please, I talk to my dentist about, he said, you can do this much this year and do this much next year. And it's that limitation. The insurance, the coming of God is without limits for those that come under the reign of God, those that seek the grace of God to fill them. It's so much more powerful than that. John probably wrote the Gospel of John maybe 50 years after he first met Jesus. And he's had 50 years or thereabouts to reflect on how amazing the grace of God was, how loving God was. You know, as we walk through our lives, a lot of rotten things happen. Christian as well as anyone else. But we have the presence of God that gives us the strength to face whatever we have. We have the promises of God that offers us a future. No matter how great the darkness, the light of God is coming. And this is what God does. The grace comes and it begins to shape us. The third phase of the grace invasion is lasting. Well, you could just say it's winning. God wins. But winning is the lasting change marked by peace. Winning is a lasting change marked by peace. And God comes, and God gives himself, and the grace of God surrounds us, and it makes a difference, and it's lasting, and it's wonderful. We have a chance to be a part of that. Now, I was reading, and I remembered a movie I saw years ago. But any of you remember Up and Down Staircase? Probably the only thing you remember is that Sandy Dennis was in it. It's a story about this down the staircase and up the staircase. And by the way, we're called as people to lift people up and get people going up towards God. And I don't care what staircase they take. We can't be trapped in that. So often we think that we are judges that are going to put up a number. Like when they know they're going to put up a number, it's just focus on the rules. Now, the rules have to be obeyed, they have to be lived. But we so focus on that that we lose the grace of the ruler who came down to love you. And in that love, wondrous things happen. In that love, God is changing us. And it's because God, we didn't earn it, He just loved us. Paul says, by the grace of God, it's kind of interesting in the movie, The Sound of Music. You have Maria Joannes. And she's trying to figure out her calling. Whether she should be a sister or not. But she's sent to a family. And her graceful style of living wins over the seven kids who, if you remember, in the movie weren't so easy at first. It wins over her stern Captain Von Trapp. And in the midst of this, she realizes her calling. It's kind of ironic when she goes back to the for the nuns. And she senses that God wants her to be this loving person in a family and in a world. It's then that she sinks the soil climb every mountain. It's her cries that they flee the Nazis because they won't stand for something so contrary to God's love. Grace is like saves us, but it's grace upon grace. It not just saves us, but it continues to forgive us time and again. It would be flat out embarrassing if I would tell you how many times I told God that I was straight up and far right in that area. Then I repeated the cycle. And yet God continues to forgive. But He loves you so much that He not only forgives,